Okay, good night, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Simon Shin Lamed Daled, and we are doing Seifim Daled, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, and Yud, Be'ez Hashem. So we are holding in Shin Lamed Daled, Seif Daled, page Kuf, Ayin, Vav, Amud Aleph. So a lot to do tonight. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about saving things from a fire on Shabbos. How much are you allowed to go into the house and save from a fire without being concerned that you might go and extinguish the fire? So Matzilim Yom HaKippurim, L'Shabbos Avolomi, Shabbos L'Yom HaKippurim, V'Yom Tov, L'Lo L'Shabbos Haba. You're allowed to save from Yom Kippur for Shabbos, but not from Shabbos to Yom Kippur and Yom Tov, nor for the following Shabbos. If you don't have food for Motzoi Yom Kippur, so and there's a fire that breaks out in Yom Kippur, you're allowed to save one meal worth of food for Motzoi Yom Kippur. Says the Mishabru Siv Katan Yud Gimel Yom Kippur l'Shabbos to Yom Shabbos l'Yuchal Ha'achin Mashein came Shabbos Yom Tov. You're allowed to save from Yom Kippur to Shabbos because on Shabbos you cannot prepare food, but you're not allowed to say from Yom Kippur to Yantiv because you can't. You can prepare food on Yantiv. The Yuchalach and Yom Tov Gufa. V'chem Shabbos Yom Kippurim, and the same is true from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Gon Shechal Yom Kippurim be'echad b'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur were to fall out on a Sunday, Gam Kein Aser, you would not be allowed to save food on Shabbos that you need for Yom Kippur. Da'alo Achal Adlort Matzai Yom Kippurim, because you don't eat on Yom Kippur. You eat on Matzai Yom Kippur. Lort Litrach Vleise. So when the Matzai Yom Kippur comes, so you'll figure out how to get food then. Says the Mishabura, you may be wondering to yourself, when was the last time Yom Kippur fell on a Sunday? Never. It never happened. When was the last time Yom Kippur fell on a Friday? Never. Lo adu rosh, right? So it never happens that those things happen. So even though we never had it, kosvah shulchan aruch ze'asif, lashmina dim Yom Kippur m'chal b'yom chamishi v'yadeh shalim tzaliknos al ha-shabbos b'yom shishi matzilin. To let you know that if Yom Kippur falls on a Thursday and you know that Friday all the markets are closed and you're not going to be able to secure food for Shabbos, that you are allowed to be matzil on Yom Kippur for that Shabbos. Mazon suda echas, on Yom Kippur itself, you're allowed to save one meal worth of food from Motzei Yom Kippur, that it's going to be dangerous if you continue, if you have to continue to fast after Yom Kippur is over. But nevertheless, they still didn't want you saving things on Shabbos for your Motzei Yom Kippurim Suda, because that's more chamur. Now, if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, then you're allowed to save L'tzaruch Motzei Yom Kippurim, because it's only Shabbos that's prior to Yom Kippur. They don't allow you to save that far in advance from Motzei Yom Kippur. But when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, then Dirshu quotes from Nissim Krelitz, then you are allowed to save for Motzei Yom Kippur. Sifhei, matzilin l'chola ulezaken ulerabton kebenini. Regardless of how much a person is expected to eat, you're still allowed to save the same amount of food. Whether the person is elderly or ill and they therefore eat very little, or the person has a very healthy appetite so they eat a lot, doesn't make a difference. Says Mishmur Dol Chilchum v'shir shalosh sudos ben lakel ben la'achmir, that the chum were simply not mechalik in the shir shalosh sudos. The same is true for everybody, and it's bein lahakel bein lahachmir. And that's why we said yesterday that even if you're fasting a tainis chalom that Shabbos, you're still allowed to save three meals worth, even though you're not planning on eating anything. Sivvav hadein matzil el mazon shalosh sudos haynu dafka b'shnei kelim. When we say you're only allowed to save three meals worth of food, that's if you're carrying it out in two kelim. Aval b'kli echad, but if you're stuffing everything into one large kli, matzil mafili yesh b'meya sudos. Meaning if everything is, if you have 100 meals worth in one big suitcase, you could take the whole suitcase out. You don't have to say, oh, I'm going to open the suitcase and pull out only three meals worth. No, you could take the whole kli out. V'afilu peris taliso v'kipel v'hebi l'tocho v'chaz v'kipel v'hebi l'tocho muter kivin shemotzi hakol b'pamachas. And even if you have a large talis, a large cloth, and you keep dumping more food in it and closing it up, more food and more food and more food, you could take it all out since you're taking it all out at one time in one big kli. Says the Mishra Brura Siv Katan Tazayin, peris taliso v'afilu Shari. Even if the food was in a whole bunch of different kelim and you're dumping it, you open up your fridge, you take from this pan and you dump it into the talis, and then you take from that pan and you dump it into the talis. So all this food was in 100 different kelim, but now you're putting it all in one bag, in one wrapping it in one talis, that's still mutter, because when you leave the house, you're leaving with only one kli. But to just take everything in, in their kelim and then wrap it in one talis, that's going to be asur, because then they're considered to be in kelim mechulakim, in different kelim from one another. Siv zayin, mutala hatzil klei tashmisho atzichem lalos hayom, kigon kosos v'kitonios. You're also allowed to save other kelim that you're going to need to use that day, like cutlery. V'uadin shar kelim, says Mishmar, atzichem lalotzarch sudos, or whatever else you need for your sudos, kigon kapos v'sakinim v'chadoma, knives and spoons and whatever else you need to be able to eat your meals. Sivches, velovish kol mashi yochalil bo shemotzi uposheit. You can put on as much clothing as you want, as many layers as you want, to save all the clothing from your house, and then walk outside and then take off all that clothing. V'chozer velovish shemotzi uposheit, and then go back in and again keep putting on more clothing. V'yesh mishomer shenu lovish shemotzi ala pamechos bovad. However, the yesh mishomer that you're only allowed to do that once, so you're only allowed to put on clothing to save and walk in the house and come out with it one time. The reason when it comes to food and drink, we don't let you go back in and out, because when you're saving food, you might forget about Shabbos and extinguish the fire. But over here, since you're already doing it in such an unusual way that you're only carrying it out derech levisha, so that will be a sufficient reminder not to put out the fire. If you're going to be carrying the clothing, then there is no reminder, and therefore you're only allowed to take it out once, just like Ochlu Mashkin. And then we said that there's Yesh Misha Omer, that even when you're taking it out Derech Levisha, you can only go once, but Valacha Kedeya Kamaisa. We don't paskin like this Yesh Misha Omer, we paskin like the first opinion. Si'if Tes, Va'omer Lach, you could tell other people when there's a fire in your house, everyone feel free to take for yourselves three sudos worth, and everyone can put on whatever clothing they're able to put on their bodies. And if they want, they can therefore acquire it from Hefker, and it will belong to them, because the owner of the house said, save for yourselves. And if they don't want to become the proud owners of all the stuff they just saved from your house, they would rather give it back to you and be rewarded for saving your stuff. Harshus biadam, that's fine as well. V'lo avi schar Shabbos, that is not a violation of schar Shabbos. Mishabru sivkat nchav, bo v'atzil lechem, aval in yochal levaksham she'atzil b'shvilo. You're not allowed to ask them to save for you. Telehut elokim gimel sudos avatzrichem lo l'shabbos. You're only allowed to save for you the three meals you need on Shabbos. V'kaz v'chayadam, d'afshar d'me'atzim v'chal n'atzim. That could be the Chai Adam says that on their own they could save as much food as they want if they're doing it for you. You're not allowed to ask them to do it for you, and if they're doing it for themselves, they can only save three meals worth. But if they're saving food for you, they can save as much as they want, because they're not going to come to be mechabe because they have no vested interest. When it comes to the clothing, you could even tell them, save for me. When it comes to food, since you can only eat three meals, so you have to say, go save for yourselves. As opposed to clothing, a person could change his clothing an infinite number of times during the course of the day, so it's all rotwe for you. You're allowed to ask them to save for you. Umasha kasavim rotzim amazim ka'i. And when the Shulchan Aruch says, and if they want to keep it for themselves, that's only going on the food, not on the clothing, because the clothing you're allowed to ask them to save for you. And just like you're allowed to keep going in and out and taking out more clothing and wearing more clothing out, they could do the same. Kivin shamar etzilu lechem, since he said save for yourselves, they're allowed to be zochem in a hefker. Avali lo amre etzilu lechem lo avi hefker. But if he didn't say save for yourselves, then it's not hefker. Because he could say, you know, I would have found a good, nice Jewish people that would have saved for themselves and then given it to me. Or I would have found a non-Jew who would have saved all my stuff for me. And if they don't want to become the owners of it, because they're uncomfortable with this, they know that nebuch. The guy just suffered a house fire, and he didn't want to be mafkir all of his stuff. He was forced to because the halacha limited him in what he was allowed to save. So they're not comfortable taking it, so they can give it back to him and expect a certain reward for giving it back to him. And v'lo avi schar Shabbos. That's not schar Shabbos. Because initially they weren't hired workers, they were taking things for themselves from Hefker. If they returned it to him and then they later asked to be paid for it, on a weekday, for sure you have to pay them. But on Shabbos, there's an argument to be made that it's schar Shabbos, since they already returned it. You can't say after you already returned it that I took it for myself from Hefker. And therefore, if you get paid for that, that might be Schar Shabbos. The Magen Avraham writes in the name of you have to look in the Magen Avraham what he says in the name of Shulchan Gibborim and what the Eli Rabbi disagrees. That which the Shulchan Aruch says that the guy is Zocha from Hefker when he takes stuff out of your house, Kosov Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham comments, Ayin B'chosh Mishmasim Reshon and Tessim and Shin Sam Ches, the Dina de Malchusa de Loma Hani Yeyush, that the Dina de Malchusa is, secular law is, that Yeyush doesn't help. The Efshar de Hachashaini, Kivin Shamar Hatzilu Lachem. But over here, maybe it's different because it's not just Yeyush. You told them, save for yourselves. So they are allowed to acquire it. Isa B'gemara de Chasid Lo Yitol Schar, the Yeshul Levatim Mishlo B'kol Dover Sheyeshbo Nidnu Laveira. However, the Gemara says it's not nice. It's not nice for a person to ask for reward for doing such a thing. And you should always be mevatar in anything that even has a shmek, that even has a little smell of an aveira. And over here it does. The guy wasn't interested in getting rid of this stuff. There was a nebuch fire in his house, so it's not right for a person to demand payment for such things. And finally, Sif Yud. Kol atzol shamarnu eina lechotzer acheres hamureves avolol she'en mureves. When we talk about saving things from a fire, you're not violating Hotzah over here. You're taking things into a Chatzah that has an Eruv, not into a Chatzah that doesn't have an Eruv. The whole concern that we've been addressing is a concern that you might come to extinguish the fire and the Tircha concern. But if it were a Hotzah concern, then none of this would be Mutter. Kol Atzalah says Mishmur Chafei, Hainu, whether we're talking about the food that you're saving, or whether we're talking about the forks and plates, or whether we're talking about the clothing, even though you're allowed to walk out of the Eruv wearing two outfits, one on top of the other, but over here it's worse because we're afraid that you're going to forget that it's Shabbos. And the Yesh Mekilin that the Rama quotes on the top over here, he says, Yesh Mekilin afle sheinemu reves, that there are those that are makel even in uchatzer sheinemu reves. They're makel because they think, why should we be more machmir by clothing over here than we are anywhere else? V'amalbushin kaimi, the Yesh Mekilin is only saying that there were makel on clothing, to take clothing, wearing multiple sets of clothing into uchatzer sheinemu reves. Avalin mizon shalosh sudos, so klei tashmishin, gamei. When it comes to carrying food or other kelim, even the Yesh Mekilin would say that you're not allowed to carry into a place that doesn't have an eruv. And the only thing that makes clothing unique is when you're wearing them. If you're not wearing them, if you're carrying them, then you might as well be carrying food or anything else. Siv katan chavav af l'she'enum u'reves v'adin daf yilu v'shusram v'shari kim v'shunosim g'derech malbush. The shita that holds you're allowed to wear multiple outfits of clothing into a chatzah that does not have an eruv would also hold you're allowed to wear it into a rishos rabim, because the point is you're not carrying, you're wearing it. Even though the Bach pasuk is like the first opinion, all the achronim pasuk like this opinion. So what we learned tonight is that when saving items of food on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to save for Motzai Yom Kippur and you're allowed to save for Shabbos, but generally speaking, not from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, nor from Shabbos from Yom Kippur to Yom Tov. And Sif Hey, we learned that you're allowed to save three meals regardless of how many meals the person is going to eat. In Sif Vav, we said that that if you're taking things out in a single kli, you can even have 100 meals worth in a single kli, unless they're in individual kelim within the single kli, then that's not okay. And then in Sif Zayin, we said that you're also allowed to take out forks and plates and spoons and whatever else that you need to save. And then in Sif Ches, we started talking about clothing, that you're allowed to go in multiple trips and put on as much as you're allowed to wear, as much as you're able to wear at a time, and bring it out that way. And but the Yesh Misha Omer holds that you're only allowed to do that once. And the reason why we're more makel with clothing is because since you're doing it, you're carrying it shalot kederech chotzai, it's derech levisha, you're probably going to remember not to put out the fire. And then in Sif Tes, we spoke about in enlisting the help of others. So if you say, come and get your own food, so everyone could take for themselves three su'udos, and everyone could take for themselves as much clothing as they're able to take. If they want, they can keep it, or they can because they were zocher from Efker, or they can give it back to you and expect reward for it. But the Mishnah Berurah says we try to avoid keeping things and asking for any reward for it. And then in Sif Yud we said that when it comes to saving food, it's only into a chatzar mureves. When it comes to saving clothing, it's a machlokas, whether it's only into a chatzar mureves or even into a chatzar she'enu mureves. And we paskin that that it's mutter even into a chatzar she'enu mureves, and for that matter, even into a rishos ha-rabim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, maybe Matzoy Shabbos, maybe Sunday, we'll see. We'll do Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening. Good night.